Hello? Hello?
Secretary Ball calling you on 90.
I both have some concern about the one paragraph in the statement about it not being our intention to sanctify or as immutable or nullify everything said and so on about the treaty. We have the feeling that that would be interpreted by the Peace Committee and probably in Canada as, in Panama as a cave-in on our part, and that they would then expect that we would go ahead with a treaty revision discussion. That the Hill would likely react in somewhat the same way. And
I checked it with the Hill. They don't. They think it's all right. And I think it. I think it's. It's. I had doubt about it, grave doubt. But we've got to say that we're going to enter into agreements. You can't get agreements without a revising treaty.
Right.
So I think it says it about as well as you can. If you say anything, and what we want to do is try to put over kind of an agreement.
Well, Mr. President, could I ask one question?
Yeah.
The next to the last paragraph.
Well, wait a minute. Let me see if I can find it.
All right.
Here, you got my statement? Yeah. Give it to me.
You get you another one. Okay, I got over it, I think.
I get enough copies here where I told him to put 10 on my desk, didn't it? Let me see. The last statement's the one I want. Pierre comes in and gets them up as soon as I get them on here.
Well, here's the idea, but while you're waiting on it, the next to the last paragraph says that discussions may or may not produce a revision in existing treaties. Seems to me that if we go beyond that, we're allowed to get a text from the Peace Committee, which is going to be hard for you to buy. And they'll base it on this paragraph, which says that treaties aren't immutable or sacrosanct. And I thought this was our whole position, that we didn't want to. This has been the whole issue in this thing from the beginning. And it seems to me it isn't necessary for you to put yourself in that position before Congress. I don't know who you talked to, but
tell
the people I talked to in the House
were
very strong on this.
Well, I think it is not our intention to sanctify as immutable or to nullify as indefensible everything which was said and done over two generations ago. Well, now, we've always said that. That's not any doubt about that, is it?
It's the next sentence.
No treaty concluded in the early era is so sacrosanct as to rule out all possible alteration. Well, of course not. We've already revised it twice. We might have to do something again, but all treaties concluded between honorable nations must be observed with respect for the law. And that is, until we change them, whatever we agree on, we live by it until it's changed. That's all that's saying.
Well, my first point is that you say you open up the possibility of a treaty revision in the next paragraph.
Yes, sir, you sure do.
And you open it up in that paragraph. Now, it seems to me that the one before that, the one you just read, puts you in a very difficult position.
It puts us in a position of sitting down. Anything we agree on that requires a treaty revision, we revise it. But we don't say to them before we sit down that we're going to write it, we're going to revise this treaty.
Well, Mr. President, I think if you leave in that third from the end, we've almost said it, and it'll be interpreted that way.
Third from the end. Now, I can't identify
that. That's the one you just read, the third paragraph from the end.
These new...
What is you want to cut out in the next paragraph?
Well, no, I'd like to cut out that it is not our intention paragraph and just leave the one in that these discussions may produce a revision.
I think...
I'll tell you what Tom and I are both afraid of, Mr. President, is to have the Peace Commission on the basis of this language then say we interpret this as an agreement on the American side to sit down looking toward a revision of the treaty. To see if the treaty shouldn't be revised and to talk about a revision of the treaty, recognizing what you say that a revision may not come out, that this would be interpreted by the Panamanians who always jump ahead of it.
Pardon me, just a moment, please. I'm putting Mr. Sorensen on the
phone. All right.
Call.
I don't know. Wait just a minute.
Go ahead, please.
Now go ahead. Got Ball and Mann on, and they're objecting to the. Third from the last paragraph of your text, it is not our intention to sanctify.
Fred, the feeling that we have is that the Peace Committee is now considering this matter is very likely to take this language and base on it a request to the United States to sit down and start talking about possible revision of the treaty. And the Panamanians, who always interpret these things in the most favorable light from their point of view, going to put this interpretation on it, and I think generally the Latin Americans will. And the problem that we find then is that it's going to be treated from Latin America as a considerable pulling back on the American side, and considerable capitulation on the American side, and that we may find ourselves in a very awkward position where we try to clarify it further, we're just going to create more difficult feelings at a time when we are making some progress.
Well, now, that's not what it does, but I'm not in a position to say how the Latin Americans will determine it.
That's right. Substantively, it doesn't say anything differently than what we've been saying all along. And if you read it in the context in which that appears, it simply says that this may or may not be the result.
They disagree, though. They've disagreed, Ted, very strongly, and they say that the Panamanians are going to interpret this as an agreement in advance to revise the treaty, which it doesn't say.
Well, I thought it might be language which would enable Chiari to save face, to say, well, I'm more hopeful now that revisions will result from the discussions, even though they haven't promised in advance there will be any.
What we do in our judgment is to announce that the Americans have now capitulated and are ready to sit down.
I'm worried about our president's position. Chiari's got enough in that penultimate paragraph, Ted, to save his face. We don't have to go all the way.
What is your suggestion on the last page now? What do you think's good?
We cut out the third from the last paragraph. We'll leave the rest.
The whole paragraph?
Yes.
Well, you say the same thing then. The second paragraph, you say these may or may not produce a revision.
Well, I think that's a big concession on your part to say that publicly.
I don't think I'd want to say that without saying the first paragraph on that last page.
You, Mr. President, what does this mean?
I'd rather just cut out both paragraphs.
In addition to the other things, I hate to have you say that contracts and treaties are not sanctified, because this gets us into the expropriation and everything else.
I would say that both Tom and I would vote for cutting out both paragraphs rather than for...
Well, does that leave anything in their statement?
Well, that's the trouble, I think. I think the statement's got to say, I mean, what we're looking for is some new words other than the words that we had in the communique a long time ago. If we just wanted to repeat the communique, I don't think we'd get anywhere.
Well, the president's a boss, but if I were the president, I wouldn't put in that third from the end, my friend. Because I think he's going to be in the position of having sort of caved on the treaty, and this is the only issue, the root issue in this whole thing.
Each government will be free to raise any issue, take any position. Our government will consider all practical solutions, practical problems that are offered in good faith and goodwill. Certainly, solutions can be found which are compatible with the dignity and security of both countries, as well as the needs of world commerce. And certainly, Panama and the good United States can remain, as they should remain, good friends and good neighbors.
I think it's a good statement without the...
You can always say this later, Mr. President. You know, it's possible that we're going to get an agreement through the Peace Committee. We're meeting with them this afternoon, and they've got an idea that may work out. Now, if you take out those two paragraphs, or at least the big one up there, it is not our intention. You can always...
I'm not sure which, when you say both, Al, which one are you...
Talking about the third from the end and second from the end on the last page.
Of my original draft?
Yep. It is not our intention in these new discussions with paragraph 3.
We have such a big stake in $9 billion in property, and I just hate to see the president talk about contracts not being taken.
This is really giving them an awful lot. It's one thing for a commentator to say this. It's another thing for the president of the United States to say that Hunter said generations ago might not be indefensible.
You already got your people set up.
Earlier, sacrosanct. And this is really apologizing a great deal and giving them. I think more needs to be done at the moment. Now, I would agree with Tom that this is something we may want to hold. But it's moving right now, and there's a real chance of some solution, and I would hope that this could be held back, not expected.
Okay, let's cut out these last two, third and second paragraph, and then I've got two or three more changes we want to make.
Well, now, do you have my new copy, Mr. President?
I don't know. I've tried all day to get the right kind of copy, and I've never gotten it. And I just got one on the run by Bird that came in here. They will not make me 10. I've asked for them from every secretary I've got, and they're against it. They don't want me to have but one, and they want it to be bitched up.
The second paragraph from the end took out last night.
These new discussions?
Yes.
May or may not produce a revision?
Yes.
Well, Dungan hadn't got that, and I asked him...
No, no, well, it is not our intention to sanctify. That's the second paragraph.
Well, that's the first one on this page. Well, what we want to take out is not our intention to sanctify. These new discussions may or may not produce a revision.
Feel a lot better, Mr. President.
All of you agree that, the State Department think those two paragraphs ought to come out. Then what do you think the statement says?
Oh, I think it says... Great
many things. Well, now, Tom, you're not taking out all of that last paragraph about these new discussions may or may not produce, are you?
We would take that out, too.
Well, what about...
I feel less strongly about that than I do the one, it is not our intention paragraph. That's the one that...
I agree we ought to take out and maybe use it some other time.
I don't want to say that one, though, if you take the first one out.
I would prefer that.
All right, get me the copy of the one we rewrote over there today. You remember?
All right.
Why in the hell don't I have it? Oh, that's it.
Well, now, the middle of that last paragraph.
These new discussions may or may not produce a revision of existing treaty. That goes out. Certainly solutions can be found, which are
concerned. Now, from that point on, it's all right.
Yeah.
Last two sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
All right.
Ted?
Yes.
Come in here, man.
All right.
Ms. Famer?